Tom Kissingberry here. Nah, I'm just kidding. We don't have Tom Kissingberry money. It's just me, Peter Howard, and Jake Anderson meeting at the Dynasty Crossroads once a week for 30 minutes to talk about one player at a time. We look at the film with Jake, we talk about the analytics with me, and we try to come to a consensus. We do have a pretty cool theme song, though.
Peter crunches numbers and Jake just grinds that tape.
Let the games begin. Pass out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I am not your host this week, Matt Price, but I am going to tell you a little bit about some stuff we've got going on here on Hear the Podcast before I introduce our guest host. John, of course, is with me as well. This is going to be another one-versus-one match between John and I. It's also the rubber match. John has one win. I have one win. So this is a pretty important one for us to figure out, I guess, who is the winner of this season between John and I, honestly. Before we get to that, I do want to tell you guys again, we are a member of the DLF family of podcasts. You can certainly follow us on our own feed, but you can check out the DLF family of podcasts feed to check out all the other amazing podcasts that DLF has to offer. And of course, we still have shirts available for $10. They're super soft and super comfy. And most other fantasy shirts are going to cost you $20, so why not go get one for $10? And John, anything to say before we bring in our guest host?
I have nothing to say about Russ. Nothing at all. No. Thanks, Russ, for coming on to host again. You know, you came on, you played. Were you victorious?
I was. In my mind, I was victorious.
In your mind, you were victorious.
In the real world, tonight, I was not.
Tonight, you cannot lose. So that's one of the best parts about getting to host.
The best part about hosting tonight is I get my vengeance.
There you go. It's going to be a bunch of movie names that I have no idea what's going on with.
Yeah, it is.
John.
Oh, this is not.
John, you didn't give Russ a chance to introduce himself, so I'll do it for him. We have Russ Fisher, the Dynasty Outhouse from the Trade Addicts podcast tonight as our guest host and game master for the evening. I'm sure there's a trade-based game in here somewhere, Russ.
Oh, two of them.
Oh, dang.
Oh, wow.
Well, I couldn't help myself. The day after I was on this show, I got zero done at work the next day because all I was doing was coming up with as many name games as humanly possible because it was all I was able to think about. So I
Perfect.
Chose my best of three that I made, and I came up with two trade-related games because I figured that's what I do.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's as if you're addicted. I think that John has a leg up in this regard, so we'll see how this goes.
Let's see.
As long as I beat John in the name game, that's all that matters. As long as I could stump him from getting me those damn elf questions.
That's funny. Let's play some games, Russ.
All right. Well, I already gave a little bit of a heads up. We got one name game. Second, I have called Dynasty Trade Calculator Blackjack. And the third is ADP Bargains. So, I mean, flip a coin. Who wants to pick something first?
Oh, let's start with name game. You've been building that one up.
All right, so I promised it before I left, or I don't even remember if we were recording anymore, but I have a frat pack-themed name game. All right, so I guess I'll take on your little job here. I'm sure everyone knows how the name game works, but just in case you don't. If you can get first 3 points, I'm going to give you a movie reference of sorts. That'll be your first part. Second part, going to give you division and position of a player. You get 3 points for guessing right away. Ask for one hint. You get 2 points. Second hit, you get 1 point. After that, I think it's just an imaginary point, which I will still keep track of, even though they don't count.
Russ, are you looking for a movie title in this, or
the titles are going to be your hints. You're going to get, it's a character into a player.
A character. Oh, no. Character names? Oh, man.
Oh, no.
They are.
All right.
They are all main characters of their movies, most of them.
Think of
I said all, and I realized right away I was wrong. But first, let's get started. Mustachioed reader of the news and AFC South wide receiver.
Matt.
Oh, man, that was fast.
Did you say, wait, did you say NFC South? AFC South. Oh. Well, my answer is not right. I was going to
John, if he
Ron
doesn't get
Bergen,
it.
DJ John. Jones, or DJ Moore, sorry.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Ron Bergen, DD Westbrook.
No, those are both wrong.
What? How is mine wrong? Ron Bergen, DD Westbrook. Ah.
All right. Well, I mean, that's ridiculous that you both got ones right. Well, yours was NFC.
Why don't you give us why don't we scrap that and we'll go to the next clue about the team?
All right. Or I'll give you the team. The team is the Texans.
Oh, my God.
John. Ron Bergen, DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, there God. You go.
So dumb.
D.D. Westbrook's really good. I'm kind of sad that's not the one I came up with.
John should have got the point anyway. Yeah, he probably should have got the point anyway. But we'll give you two.
That's what I wrote down. All right, here we go. Next one. Male model who's so hot right now, an AFC East running back.
John.
Damn.
Derek Derrick Henry?
None of those are right, because I said AFC East.
Oh, my
bad. And he's not who's so hot right now.
Oh, okay.
AFC East.
It was the first male model movie that I could think of.
Well, if it's not Zoolander, then I don't know. So I'll take I'm fine going to a hint.
It's got it.
I'll take the first. I'll take the first hint.
All right. Well, you got the movie figured out, so I'll give you.
He doesn't get no points. No, he don't get no points. I still get to guess.
No, I'm not getting points.
Can I have the next clue?
Well, it's from the movie Zoolander.
Oh, that was the first clue.
Well, yeah, he said both the character and the name of the movie, and then he said it has to be the other male model.
Jeez, I guess I'll take the last clue. Oh, the two those clues. Are the two clues. I guess nobody gets the
Zoolander
points.
Zoolander and
then.
The Jets.
I don't know. I don't know the other. Is it Owen Wilson? I know it's Owen Wilson's character, but I don't know the name of that character.
John,
what was it? Just give us the nobody
and
gets
Gretel.
Getting points, but what was it?
There's your other clue and Gretel.
You didn't give us a clue
John,
about the team.
Whatever.
Did you?
Yeah, I said it was
he
the
said,
Jets.
Oh.
So it's got to be Gretel Elijah.
No.
McGuire.
No.
No?
I know what he's getting
at. No, the clue
at,
is.
But I don't know the receiver.
Blank and, no, running back. Man, come on, man.
I don't know that movie. I actually didn't like that movie all that much, to be honest.
You had
running
the
back,
right player. You said
I'm gonna
the
get
wrong
this.
Part of
I'm,
the name.
I'm going to get this.
Blank and Gretel. What's the first word?
I know that part.
And he said the running back.
He did? I thought he said Derrick Henry.
No.
All right. This is a travesty. What? No one gets points for this one. Jesus. It's Hansel something. Hansel.
That's already been decided.
Hansel Elijah McGuire. His name is Hansel.
It's
so hot, oh, man. You were giving a clue. To
Elijah,
okay, gotcha.
Elijah McGuire, but I'll let you have it, I guess, since you're the host.
Poetic license, Matt, is allowed.
Hans Elijah, what's wrong with that?
When you say Elijah, say Elijah McGuire. It's
Elijah.
Not Elijah McGuire. I'm nitpicking.
It's not Hansel.
Hansel. Oh, so the first part,
yeah, that's
so it has to be an old sound. Elijah McGuire.
Move along.
Anyway, move along.
Elijah.
Clue note. Question.
0 points.
How many of these do we have, Russ?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven. All right.
And the last one, none of you are going to get. It was just really
perfect.
Like, for my own sake. All right. 100-year-old frat recruit and NFC North tight end.
What the? I don't know these character names at all.
I know I can think of the recruit,
I know the movie.
NFC North tight end. I'm ready for the team name whenever you are, Matt.
Detroit Lions.
Oh, God, they don't have any tight ends.
I know, but they do.
This is so bad.
And if you think about it, one of the names is very fitting.
Oh, jeez. I'm pretty sure I'm not getting there.
You want me to give you a clue besides the name of the movie, since you seem to know it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what the movie is. Do you, Matt?
No. Wait, I think I know the movie, but I don't. Give whatever clue about the movie, I guess.
You're my boy.
Yeah. I can't think of any tight end for Detroit.
Oh, you guys are the worst. Who's
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Is like Uu Mawanamui or on a tight end?
It is not TJ Humanawanui.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Who is the star of Old School? The main character.
Well, Will Ferrell. Blue is the guy, right?
No, like, he's not Blue's the main character. Name, right? What actor plays the character in Old School?
Vince Vaughn?
Keep trying.
Or Will Ferrell? John Favreau.
Nope. There's one more guy that you're missing.
God.
He plays the main guy. The guy.
I clearly need to watch this movie again.
Russ, you now realize how I felt.
Oh, it's the Wilson. It's Luke Wilson, right?
And who's the freaking tight end on the Lions?
Luke Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, Luke Wilson. Okay, gotcha.
Jesus. Hilarious, because the tight end is Luke Wilson, and the star of the movie was Luke Wilson.
Yes.
You guys
so
just
levels,
don't get
Russ.
I didn't know the name of the old recruit from the movie. There was no way I was pulling that name ever.
You're my boy,
Blue.
Blue,
you're my boy. Yeah, that part I got, but I could not remember Luke Wilson for the life
I'm
of
sure
me.
This will be one where I think Twitter yells at us a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think Sal Lido is going to be a little disappointed. I think Luke Wilson's one of his like guys that he likes to have on every roster.
Well, it's Wilson. Like, there's two L's, right?
Yep.
Yep.
A lot of L's.
Well, this is going great.
Sorry, Russ.
What is the score? Is it 3-0?
I had fun. That's
John getting
matters.
A point for that, so 3-0?
It's 2-0 because I did not get I didn't get credit for D.D. Westbrook.
Okay.
2-0. Chancellor of the dodgeball competition and NFC North tight end.
Oh,
these character names are killing me. I can see the character, but I cannot.
All right, I'll give you this doesn't even count as a hint, but it's not a character.
Oh, John.
Mm-hmm.
Globo Jimmy Graham. Oh, okay.
The head of the Dodgeball Federation.
Okay, when you said it wasn't a character, I thought there was something to do with... Isn't Globo Jim like the name of the gym in it?
Yeah, that's the name of Stiller's gym.
Damn it! I'm coming close to some references here.
How does it feel now, Elf Man?
Yeah. I knew I'd be in trouble.
It's not a person?
It's a person. It's a cameo.
But it's not a character.
It was a cameo, so it's an actor playing themselves.
There's no way.
Yeah. Clue?
Alright, well, I gave you all the clues I really can. So how about Lion?
The team.
No, I thought I might have had it.
Oh, is it bad that I gave you the wrong team, too?
What's the NFL team?
AFC.
Did you give us that?
Yeah, we're going to start over on that one.
No, give us the NFL team. You gave us the division.
No, I said the wrong division. I gave you his old division.
You son of a bitch.
Clearly why I got the answer wrong.
All right, totally. So we're going to start completely over on that one.
Yeah, we'll just scrap that one. Read it all from the beginning.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Chancellor of the World Dodgeball Federation and AFC South tight end. And clearly, since I gave you the name of the movie in the clue, I'll give you a more specific clue if you want.
I'm ready for a clue whenever you are, Matt.
Hold on.
Movie or team?
Movie, probably.
Okay. I know the movie. I want the team.
Well,
doesn't matter. Next tie goes to me.
All right. Colts.
Okay, I guess I don't know. I guess I don't know the character that I thought I did, or the cameo. I thought I did. It's cameo
Chuck
first
Norris
player.
Was on this.
I know it's Chuck Norris.
But no, it's not. Chuck Norris was on the board. He was on the approval board. He was not the chancellor.
Okay, I know the other. Is the other one an athlete? Can I ask that? If it is, I know who it is.
It is not.
Okay, well, then I don't know who it is.
Right. Second clue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the men to sit in the captain's chair of the USS Enterprise.
Oh, my God. Why can't I get this?
Seriously? Look, I get that I have geek tattoos everywhere.
I'll take a like shot, but know. I don't think it's Knight. I don't think it's right.
Go ahead.
William Shatnerick Ebron.
That is absolutely right.
Yeah, getting poetic
license.
That's
getting license. The poetic license yeah. down now. Okay. So that was worth 1 point there? Yep.
I thought it was Chuck game. Norris, and then I thought it was, because isn't Lance Armstrong in that movie too?
Yeah, he shows up at the bar when
that's right.
Pete LaFleur
runs away.
There's
all kinds of cameos in that movie.
All right,
2-1.
Next one. Male nurse trying to get into the circle of trust, an NFC North running back. Apparently, I'm going to piss off Matt with all of these because I didn't think they were poetic license until now. I'm getting yelled at for them.
I don't think I know that character's name. I'm pretty sure I know the character, but I don't think I know his name.
It's the main character of a movie. Sequels have his last name in the movie titles.
I thought, oh, it's the main character? It's the nurse?
I mean, I think I can picture him.
Should we switch to Star Wars or comic villains? I mean,
yeah,
that
yes, yes. Make your... yes.
Is Ben Stiller the actor? At least picture the
yeah,
right guy.
Yeah, that's who I thought. I think I have the right actor. Okay, all right.
All right, so
but he's not
a
main character, is he?
He's the main character.
Okay.
Is it? Okay, I would rather the movie, if possible.
Oh, I...
Meet the Parents?
Oh, that's not the movie that I thought.
Not the movie I was thinking either.
Yeah. I figured Circle of Trust made it obvious. What movie were you thinking of?
I was thinking of Something About Mary.
I have no idea.
He wasn't a nurse. We don't even know what he did as a job.
No idea what he did.
The Circle of Trust was like the big thing that De Niro...
Or not. No, I wasn't.
...was talking about.
It was not Something About Mary. He plays a nurse in...
Oh, God.
He plays a nurse
what
in Adam Sandler movie
in
Happy
name.
Gilmore. He plays the nurse at the
oh,
nursing
Oh, in Happy
home.
Gilmore?
Yeah. I cannot pull anything from.
I've actually
parents.
Seen
There's
this.
No way.
I've seen the sequel, and I remember it is named after him. God, now I can't think of what it is for the life of me. I probably haven't seen.
I've
more
seen
than
that
once,
movie sure. one time, and yeah, isn't that like an early?
I've
2000s?
Seen Meet the Parents once, and then I've seen the sequel once. Let's see.
Oh, wait a minute! Wait a minute, because the other sequel.
I know who
okay,
is.
Okay, okay. You said NFC North mm-hmm. running back. I'm ready for the
so
I'm ready for the team name. I'm ready for the team name. Cuz I got
the Lions.
Oh.
I'm just hoping
Matt,
anyone
Matt,
listening
Matt,
to this
Matt,
is at
Matt,
all
Matt,
entertained.
Matt.
Go ahead.
Do I need first name?
I don't care at this point. Just
carry up.
I mean the answer is yes.
Johnson. Meet the Fockers, Kerryon Johnson. Is that right?
You have no idea what his first name is.
I can't think of his first name.
So we're giving...
an imaginary point, because that's not
really?
How you play this game.
Well, we say player names. We say just their last name plenty of times.
That's not true. We never say just one name. You pull
Fitzgerald.
I'll
say Larry Fitzgerald.
Let me know when you haven't said Larry Fitzgerald and you've gotten credit for it.
No, I don't mean as part. I just mean in general, we refer to people as their last names. And I can't. Do you know the first name of that character, John? Fokker?
Nope.
Yeah, there's no way.
Nope.
Really? And half the movie is De Niro making fun of him because he finds out his first. No, it's actually at the very end of the first one, and then through the rest of the sequels, they make fun of him because his name is Gaylord. Gaylord Fokker.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Probably a reason I only saw that movie once.
Yeah, no, it's not great, but...
And I definitely did not see any of the sequels. I 100% did not see any sequels. I only saw the first one.
I'm pretty sure we actually did watch Meet the Fockers.
Anyway, that is... This is sad, John. This is our worst name game ever, maybe, with the two of us. Usually we are pretty good at these.
The best part is that we're just destroying Russ's soul.
Well, he did say at the beginning that he wanted revenge on us, so, you know, maybe there's a little bit of that, too. He might be enjoying what's happening right now.
I don't think it's working out for him.
The fact that other people were able to guess these and you are not.
See, I'm telling you, man, it's different when you're playing. It just is. Anyway.
All right. So since I feel like I need to be as specific as humanly possible with my movie references, I can at least now go back to the other one that, I guess at this point, not recorded. I was trying to figure out a way to do it without saying bad words.
How many more of these do we have left?
I'm going to say one. This is going to be the last one because you're never going to get the one that
so whoever gets
I put
this
out
wins.
There. Just to make...
Well, no, I'm up 2-1 on you right now.
You're really not giving me the point for Fokker. Fokker, Arian Johnson.
No,
you did not. You did not complete the name game answer, fine. Man.
No, because I didn't get the point for getting Home Alone's brother's first name right, so you're not getting a point for this.
That's right. You did not know Buzz.
That's true.
I said
you're right.
Bud,
you're right.
Bud
you're right.
Is,
you're
no,
right.
No, Buck.
You're totally
you
right.
You said Buck.
You're totally
yeah.
right. All right, let's do it for the
all
tie.
Right, so
you could still win.
That's true. I could still win. Yeah.
There's three
that's
points
true.
Up for grabs.
We're not getting it on the first.
I'm
we're
sure
not getting it on the
I'm
first
sure
two
we'll
though.
Get it
but
on the first
yeah.
All right, so Ben Stiller's action star name in...
Oh, God damn it.
Oh,
I know the name of the movie.
In a jungle-themed movie and AFC South quarterback.
AFC South.
Man, I stuck to like two divisions in this entire thing. And yes, poetic license on this one.
AFC South quarterback.
Quarterback.
Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Tug Speedman Drew Luck.
For the win.
All right. I
yes.
don't feel bad losing that game at all.
All right. You want to get you want to hear the one that I know that I'm sure at this point you guys will never get?
Sure.
Yep.
All right. I'll even give you the movie because... Clearly, my specificity will just go over your heads. In Old School, Dean Pritchard's nickname when the kids used to lock him in a dumpster as a child, an NFC East running back.
You could probably give me the everything but the character's name, and I still would not get this.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting that. I remember that. Scene and story in the movie. But...
It's
Piven.
Confirmed, Russ. We aren't going to come close.
Jeremy Piven walks in the morning after the party. They recognize him. Hey, yeah, you're that guy's brother. Didn't we lock you in a dumpster once? Yeah, I got out.
I do remember that scene, but I can't get the character's name. There's no way.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we used to call you Cheese? Yeah, Cheese Ezekiel Elliott.
Wow.
That one made me happy thinking about it, but I knew that no one but me would ever get that. Because still, when I say cheese, I go, cheese.
All right, on to the next game.
See, Russ, hosting this show is also difficult because you have to ride this line between, like, not super easy, but not so hard that, like, it just... makes for a terrible show because no one could get any of the answers. Not that this is a terrible show.
Oh no,
but
people are gonna love this episode, Matt, because we're gonna sound really dumb.
Yeah, because everybody loves those movies, and man, I don't think I would ever be able to pull the characters from. Anyway.
Yeah, that was a time in my life where I did nothing but watch movies. So that's all I had.
Trying to think how many of them I would have watched multiple times. Like Old School, I'm pretty sure I watched multiple times.
All right, next game. We have Dynasty Trade Calculator Blackjack or ADP Bargains. Remember, ADP Bargains is also pretty much trade related.
Let's do Blackjack. Matt and I both like cards,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's do it.
You up for that,
Matt?
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right, so here's how it's going to go. I'm going to give you guys a player in top 20 ADP. Then what we're going to do is you're randomly going to get picked for you players from 30 and beyond ADP, and you have to get as close to their trade value on the calculator as possible. Now, normally it's without going over, but I feel like that's just humanly impossible. So we'll just say closest to trade value of that main guy wins.
So you're going
to... Wow, do we have any kind of a scale?
So you get to like, hit, or you get to... or stay.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Ooh, so you're gonna give us the top 20 player, and then you're gonna deal us cards of other players, and we need to try to get close to that player's value. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
All right, here we go. All right, your first player, dealer shows Saquon Barkley. All right, so I guess we'll just go back and forth. We'll let Matt go first. You are dealt...
Hold on a second, Russ. Are we doing standard one quarterback PPR leagues here?
Yeah, I have the calculator set to 12-team, one quarterback. Well, yeah, 12-team, one quarterback PPR.
Okay.
So we're trying to get to the value that Saquon is in the calculator.
Correct. As close to possible without going over.
Mm. I do think he is the most expensive player in the calculator.
I believe so as well.
Well, he's... He has the ADP of one. That's sort of why I picked him. Yeah, probably that too.
Well, sometimes there's a receiver real close by.
So who are my, what's my cards?
All right, your first card you are dealt is Lamar Miller.
This is only Matt's, right?
Correct. You're each going to get dealt a card. You want to hit or you want to stay?
I don't get two cards. Isn't that how it's blackjack?
All right. Well, I...
Or not.
Well, you know, man... I don't want to get blamed if you get like two guys that are 30 and 31 and then you bust all of a sudden. And
there's no way Lamar Miller is close to Saquon's.
Why would that matter?
Right? I hit.
All right. You just got Zay Jones. You have Lamar Miller and Zay Jones.
Do I get to hit again?
You can keep hitting until you want to stop.
Okay. I will hit again for sure.
Manny Sanders. I know. When I ran this just to test it out, it didn't get all these low guys in a row.
I will hit again. This feels like one of those trades that you'll never accept because who's going to trade Saquon for just 10 players?
I almost called this compilation Blackjack.
OBJ.
Sony Michel. So far you have Lamar Miller, Zay Jones, Manny Sanders, Sony Michel.
I still think I have to hit again. I'm pretty sure I'm going to hit again.
He hit.
Hit.
And he hit Adam Humphries.
Hit.
I'm going to hit again?
Yes, hit again. I don't think I'm anywhere near.
After John goes, I'll sort of restrict the random number generator so it doesn't give us this many bad guys in a row.
Yeah, hit me.
Deshaun Watson.
Oh, but it's one quarterback. Question, does John get the same player? Does John also get Saquon?
He gets Saquon Barkley, yeah.
Yeah, you've already busted.
I don't think I've busted.
It's okay to go over. It's just you got to get closer.
I'm going to hit one more.
He hit again.
Jalen Samuels.
I don't think that added much of anything.
What are you up to, like 8 cards?
Yeah, but they're all like
They're all worthless.
No, this did not work out this poorly when I tested it. I
promise. Like the only player in this entire thing that has any value right now is Sony and Deshaun Watson. The other guys are worth nothing. I'm going to hit one more time. I said one more last time, but I'm going to hit one more again.
All right, and you just got Tariq Cohen.
Now we're close. My dog is freaking out. Yeah, I'll stop there at Tariq Cohen.
Your dog approves.
Yeah, I'll stop there. That seems close. That seems if not right, it seems
not hit again.
Seems like there's actually a few players with value on there, so I'll stop.
All right, here we go. John's first card. Carlos Hyde.
Hit.
DJ Moore.
Right. Hit.
Nelson Aguilar.
Hit.
Philip Lindsay.
Hit.
Yeah, and I also won't pick a dude with as high as a trade value next time. Kenny Golladay.
I will stop there.
Interesting.
All right, so here we go. Saquon Barkley has a DTC value of 68.3. Matt and his 37 cards equaled 66.7.
Wow, Matt, nice job.
John, 62.6.
Oh, Matt is the winner.
How much was Cohen? How much was Cohen?
12.9.
I needed him for sure.
All right, so we are going to do Davante Adams. All right, Matt, you want to go first again? You won, so sure, you'll go first. All right, your first card is Chris Godwin.
Adams.
Second card.
Yeah, I will hit, please.
Yeah, pretty much. Marlon Mack.
I'm going to hit again. Hit.
AJ Green. Man, it's like the generator heard me yelling at it, and now it's only giving us really good guys.
man, that's...
Chris Godwin, Marlon Mack, AJ Green.
Yeah, I think I will... I'm going to stop there. I'll stop on AJ Green.
Cool.
I bet Matt would give up all three of those for... Davante Adams too.
I would.
I definitely would. Yeah, I definitely would. It's a little bit pricey, I feel, but I think I'm probably over a little bit. But yeah, I would probably do that.
All right. First card for John is Damian Williams.
God, I have zero. What the hell is his value right now?
No idea what he's at.
Yeah, zero.
Well, his trade value obviously isn't correlated. He has a pretty high ADP.
I was going to say, there's no, yeah.
Second card.
Yeah, I figure at this point we're just doing two cards to start. Is Tyler Boyd. Damian Williams, Tyler Boyd. Hit or stay?
I'll hit.
Your next card, Cooper Kupp.
Ooh, Matt and I both like him.
That is true.
I'll take a hit.
All right, well, give me Tyler Boyd again, so we're going to skip.
Oh, I'll stop there then if I can add Tyler Boyd.
It's a double copy, Lee.
No, you can't get two of the same card.
Dang!
It's a double deck we're playing with.
Dealer's getting fired for cheating. Traquan Smith.
That's a little lower than... I'll take another hit.
Ooh, that's like hitting on 16.
Baker Mayfield.
I'll stop. I will stop for sure right there.
All right. So, complete opposite with his three cards. Matt pulls. Oh, yeah. I should first tell you. Davante Adams, DTC value of 48.4.
Oof.
I think I'm over.
Well, you're wrong, but your score was 48.1.
What?
Good Lord.
Wow.
And John, you think you beat him?
No, I had Davante Adams at 55. I was targeting 55.
Well, you're closer to 55. You got 51.6.
I would imagine, because Davante Adams is worth way more.
It's not closer to 55. It's closer to 48, but not close enough.
All right, I was closer to 55 than I was to the actual score.
All right, here we
51
go.
51 to 48.
Matt,
or 51 to
Matt wins this one. He wins the game.
The night.
Let's make this a quick night, you guys.
Oh, man, I put like 30 seconds of thought into that third game.
We can play it anyway for fun.
We can still. We'll play it for fun.
All right, let's do the talk of the town, Antonio Brown.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. You said Adams was 48. Okay.
All right, here we go. Matt won. Matt gets to go again. First card. Marquise Goodwin.
Hit.
Second card. Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, I will hit.
Next card. Christian Kirk.
I'll take one more.
Dak Prescott.
I'll stop there.
Okay, here we go. John, first card. Jordan Howard. Second card. Rob Gronkowski. Hit or stay?
Does he have any value anymore? I'll hit.
Actually, that number's kind of shocking.
Oh.
Next pick.
It's good to know.
AJ Green.
Oh, we already had him. What was his number before?
I didn't tell you before. I'm not going to tell you it now.
It seemed awfully low based on what Matt's total ended up being. Let's see. Oh, I'm going to hit.
Evan Engram.
Oh, I'm way over now, I think. I'll stop there. You said shocking, so I'm thinking Gronk's probably worth way more in the calculator than I'm anticipating.
No, he's actually way lower than I anticipated. Yeah, you went way over. All right, so Antonio Brown has a DTC value of 39.8.
I'm low for sure.
Matt,
I'm low. Wow. I thought he was going to go.
Matt came in at 25.8. Gross. Difference of 14. And John came in at 56.4, which is a difference of math, 16.6.
Dang. What the hell is AJ Green at?
19.9.
Wow.
What's Kirk at? If you have it up.
Kirk is at 12.7. So, yeah, 14 exactly. Matt wins the game, wins the night.
Well,
what did they have Gronk at? Because I wrote down 5 when I put Gronk.
Wow, 6.5.
Oh, man, crap.
I still would have put him at the low teens. I didn't think they would have him this low.
I mean,
I don't think he is. He's not even worth a second. You can't get a second. For
you can't. I shopped him to every single owner of Chris Herndon, yep. Ian Thomas, Mark Andrews, a few other of those lower rookies or second year players, and I couldn't get a single bite for him. It was a little bit disappointing. So yeah, I mean, it makes sense. What's a mid second? What is it, like a late second? I guess no, mid second would be about 6 points, something like that. That's my guess.
I think that sounds
about
right.
But yeah, you can't get that.
Mid second's 4.
Oh yeah, wow. You're definitely not getting it early. You're definitely not getting an early second.
Wow. All right, well, congratulations,
well,
Matt.
Thanks, man. I wasn't expecting that at all after that name game. That was some nonsense.
Well, let's play the fun game for an imaginary fun.
All right, well, third game. I had to think. I couldn't think of what to do, so what I did was I went onto the Price is Right Wikipedia page and just looked at all of those games and trying to figure out how I could use Dynasty Trade Calculator to sort of make that work.
Yeah.
I like it.
So what I did was I found players with identical ADPs, put them all into the trade calculator, and found out if who has, disparaging ADPs based on, disparaging trade values based on those ADPs.
Right.
So I'm going to list you players with identical ADP. Okay. You have to tell me who's the bargain, who has the lowest trade value. that's 2 points, and 1 point if that's backwards. 1 point for the name of the player, 2 points if you can give me within one number, within 1 point, with the difference between him and sometimes it's players around him. At an ADP of 89 sits both Jared Goff and Baker Mayfield. So I guess we could do this as a username to buzz in. Tell me who you think Sean? Is the... I'm explaining, man. After I read the full name of the second person, jump in. Tell me who you think is the lower. And if you get it wrong, the other person has the chance at the extra points. So, Jared Goff and Baker Mayfield.
John.
Matt. All right, who do you think's lower?
I think Goff is less valuable in the calculator.
I think you're wrong.
I also think you're wrong.
Wow. People love Baker.
So I now love, what? That's my bae.
So now what do I have to do to get extra points?
You get points if you can tell me the difference in trade calculator between the two players.
Oh, geez. In a one quarterback league, I'll say 4 points.
All right, and the real answer is 3. So actually it's 2.3. So
what does that mean?
I'll give you points anyway. I don't remember anymore.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Matt gets
I'll take some points. What do we have to get it within, did you say? How many points?
I think I said 3, but okay. I realize that's kind of ridiculous. So we'll say 5
okay.
when that was within points.
Okay.
Cuz you know, it's imaginary. Let's just keep going.
I think you can go back in 30 seconds and see that he said 1, but that's okay.
Did he say 1? That seems
matter.
Impossible.
I'm just giving him
I don't
shit.
Remember anymore.
That would be damn near impossible.
Yeah. I make things up as I go along. Listen to my show.
Perfect.
All right, so here we go. At an ADP of 14 sits Tyreek Hill, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Antonio Brown.
Matt.
All right, who do you think has the lowest trade value?
Antonio Brown.
Correct. Now, what do you think is the difference between his value and the other two guys?
Brown, Juju, and Tyreek. I will say... I'll say 4 points again.
Exactly. Antonio Brown is 39.8, Juju 43.5, and Tyreek 43.6.
It's so crazy to me that Juju is that high. Like in ADP too, he's above Brown and has been for the last 2 weeks. I know it's right, especially since we don't know where Brown is going to play. But it just I don't know. It feels weird. If he's going to be back in Pittsburgh, it feels weird.
It's weird anyway. I think love of the person himself is playing way too much into it. He's just too much fun.
Yeah, it's probably true.
All right, here we go. At an ADP of 41. We have Cooper Kupp and Corey Davis.
Matt.
All right, who do you think is lower?
Davis.
Wrong.
Wow, I let my Cooper Kupp love blind me on that one.
Yeah. Nobody's giving Cooper Kupp and nobody's giving Corey Davis
I
straight
would.
Up for Cooper
I definitely
Kupp.
Would.
You
100%.
Would. I'm sorry, not nobody. Most aren't. So I get to guess the points now this time?
The point difference, yeah.
I'm actually going to guess like 6 points. I think it's a decent difference.
It is an even more decent difference than that. It almost
wow.
takes 2 Cooper Kupps to get to Corey Davis.
That's ridiculous.
Corey Davis, I know, that's why I really wanted to put this one in here. Corey Davis is at 25.6 and Cooper Kupp is at 13.2.
No.
He still holds that status of high rookie pick. People don't let that go, man.
I'm absolutely one of those guys because I took him 101 in a lot of drafts.
Yeah. I have Davis at...
And nobody's going to give up.
I have Davis at 21 currently and Kupp at 17 amongst wide receivers.
And I don't think many people can argue that except for the people at Dynasty Trade Capital.
Except for the Draft Capital Truthers.
Truth. All right, here we go. Next one. Another 3-pack here. At the ADP of 21, Le'Veon Bell, Julio Jones, and Keenan Allen.
John.
All right, who do you got?
I think Bell's the lowest.
Bell is the lowest. I probably should have worked in like negative points for guessing things wrong, but again, I did not think this through nearly enough.
We're not keeping score. I think it, on this game.
I'm totally keeping score.
I think it might be better
this
to like
something to me.
Like all this might be a better alternating game too, because by the yeah, time you guess forth. Your first, yeah. by the time you say your name, you already have a good guess. But anyway,
yeah. Point wise, I'm gonna guess 5 points.
Nope.
More, right? More.
Yep.
I'll say 9.
Wow.
It's actually 11. Wow.
Good lord. Bell is by him
yeah,
now.
I sort of agree, yeah.
Lev Bell 25.1.
I did too.
Jeez.
Lev Bell 25.1, Julio Jones 38, Keenan Allen 36.6. All right.
Julio's still above Allen.
Last one for the imaginary night. What?
I said Julio's still above Allen on there.
Yeah.
He must just 1.4. He must be another one of quote unquote my guys, I guess.
Keenan, you do.
I have him at
Keenan
5. I'm the highest at DLF. I have him at 5, so.
Yes. I'm probably around there with you. Keenan's my boy. All right, so at an here speaking of your boys, at an ADP of 44, we have Jarvis Landry and DJ Moore.
God. Oh, John, Matt. I just want to bash Jarvis Landry. I hope he's lower.
He's not.
Ah, oh, stupid trade calculator.
I saw this and smiled just because I was getting to say Jarvis Landry's name in this pod.
I'm sure you did. Matt's like, Jarvis is about 85 points higher.
No, I think they're pretty close, actually. I think they're pretty close. Maybe that one is one of the ones that are within a point or two.
Since, again, doesn't matter anymore, they are 4 points apart. Huh. Jarvis Landry at 20, DJ Moore at 16.1. I feel like that's super low for DJ Moore is why I put this
I'll
in
take
here.
DJ Moore in a heartbeat.
I actually have DJ at 20 and Landry at 22, so yeah.
Yeah, I think I would take DJ straight up over Landry at this point.
I don't want to, but I probably would.
Not only do I want to, I definitely would. Well, Russ, thanks for stopping by and hosting. It is appreciated.
Well, this was a lot of fun making you guys just... I don't want to say sound dumb or anything, because there was a whole lot of nerdy things. So maybe I'm just...
Oh, you can 100% say that we sounded how we sounded.
Excellent. You guys sounded dumb, and it was because yes. of me, and I feel better about losing now. There. That's how I really feel.
Yeah, the character name is just tough for me, because I'll do that all the time in conversations, too. Like, somebody will say, like, a movie quote, and I'll be like, oh, I know the movie, and I know, like, the actor, but I cannot pull the character. So that's a tough one. I don't know.
And it's also really hilarious, because I spaced on Vince Vaughn's name at the beginning
and
of all
you were
of
designing,
that.
Yeah. That's funny.
I can get a line. I could quote a movie more than I can probably remember.
Totally, 100%. 100%. Yeah. So I don't know how to make that.
Well,
fair.
It was fun anyway.
What do you guys think? If you're gonna do one like that, is it fair to like say, okay, this is the movie. It's gonna like things are gonna be from this movie, and then contestants, if they have time, go watch it, and then you know they're on the same page, or does that make it too easy?
I'll be honest, Russ told us he was going to do.
Oh, he did. This group he actually did tell us that.
And I didn't watch
I didn't
one
either.
Of them, so.
I didn't either. I forgot about that. He definitely did tell us on his episode.
So I probably would not go to watch a movie. Hey, what are you going to do today while I'm at work? Oh, I'm going to watch this movie so that I can prepare for a main game on Dynasty Game Night, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's probably true.
No, you got to go to the store, actually.
That's funny. Well, anyway,
right. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I would love to host again, and I will make it a more contestant friendly game next time.
Yeah, we might have to have you host.
I hope
yeah, you'll for sure come back
for sure.
That there is at least some people on Twitter that will say they were screaming at their podcasts because they knew the answers.
There definitely will be, and we'll definitely have you both back as both a contestant and a host. Maybe you can host actually during the Tournament of Champions coming up.
Yes,
I think
dibs.
Yeah, we're both going to end up having to play in that, aren't
yeah,
we, Matt?
We're probably going to need at least two guest hosts, I think, after I get it set up. So, yeah, you're definitely in the running for that, Russ, if you want to be.
Sweet. I mean, unless I get to go back on again and then get into the Tournament of Champions. Otherwise, yeah, I'll host. I'll get in anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's wrap us up, John. Thanks so much for hosting again. Russ, tell everybody where they can find you and your work one more time.
I am on Twitter at Dynasty Outhouse. I am co-host of the Trade Addicts podcast with my boy Brian Haar at Brian Haar FF. Follow the pod on Twitter at Trade Addicts Pod. And yeah, that's me.
Thanks again, Russ. John, anything to say before we get out of here?
You can follow along with the podcast. We love it when people tweet answers at us. That honestly never gets old. It is extremely entertaining. Podcast handle is at DGN Pod. Matt Price is at Matt Price FF. I am at John Bosch FF. Buy a shirt, $10. I want to get them out of my house, folks. We don't have many left. Get them out of here. Please buy a shirt. Rate, review, subscribe, listen to the DLF family of podcasts, and enjoy the off season.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night, Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night with a dummy. Dynasty Game Night, Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night, Game Night.